Hello, GDB Way Backstage. How are you? This is my erotica mind, and I am here to answer another questionnaire made by Nico Silver. Hi, Nico. And it's called Procrastination Nation. Got deadlines, papers due, projects on fire. Yeah, me too. Here's a quick distraction. I love it. So let's start. First of all, first, when do you feel the most sexually confident and why? Well, I feel the most sexually confident when I dress, I get dressed, you know, to go to somewhere, and I put my makeup on and a beautiful dress, and I dress, people talk that my style is, it just look like an actual daddy little girl, so it's funny, but I just can't look like a grown woman. I don't have even the size for this, so I dress with my dresses, my cute dresses, and put a makeup on, and sometimes a lot of guys just look, just stare at me, and I feel more confident than when I have some attention. And when I post, I upload something on GWA, and I receive some DMs, you know, just I love it, I love your voice, or even it made me come hard. So yes, it's great to have this feedback. I feel more sexually confident, and well, why? Because GWA is about sex. I have erotic poetry too, but it's about sex. So, second, if you could live anywhere, where would it be? I have two places on my mind, two real places and one fantasy place. So the two real places are England, actually London. I just love that place. And the second is Ireland, could be Cork or Limerick or Dublin or Galway. I don't mind, I just love those places, so yes. And the third, the fantasy one, is Hogwarts. Yay! Yes, I am a Potterhead. So let's go. Three, are you a clean or messy person in bed? Babe, in bed or not, I am a messy person, okay? So, yes. That's it. Oh my god, hiccups. Oops, sorry. Ow! Damn! So, four, when you hit an obstacle, do you turn left, volunteer to direct traffic around it, or floor decelerator? Honey, I don't drive, okay? So, yep, I have the license, but I don't drive. Five, what's your favorite motivational saying? Pick one or add your own. I have this one on Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind. At the first, you must say, oh, but it's not a motivational at all, but for me is Clementine. She says that too many guys think I am a concept, I complete them, or I'm gonna make them alive, but I'm just a fucked up girl who's looking for my own peace of mind. Don't assign me yours. It's so great because I just feel like her, and when she say it, I just feel the freedom to say it, to, you know, to say, don't assign yours or your peace of mind, because I am looking for my own. So don't fuck with my life, honey. That's it. For me, it's motivational. Six, do you know your life's purpose? Share. I don't have one life purpose, because I think that life is made of lots of several little purposes, and I just love it. Those purposes become a big life. So I have several, actually, and I don't have one. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, shit. I am so sorry, boys. It's kind of late here. But it's cool. I just love the questionnaire. Don't think wrong of me. Okay. Right. So seven, true or false? If her bra matches her panties when she takes off her clothes, it wasn't you who decided to have sex. True, honey. That's the truth. Ha! On your face. So, okay. 8. Would you rather walk, ride a bike, ride a horse, drive a Harley, or fly a plane? I love to walk, okay? I love walk. But I would love to drive a Harley. And yes, fly a plane maybe, but drive a Harley. Yes, definitely. Of all of this. 9. If money was no object, what would you do all day? Who would you do with? No limits. Okay. So, I would travel around the world all day, all night. I would taste different kinds of food. I would meet people. I would know and see and try everything that I could. So yes, I would pay for huge experience. And who? Well, no one, just myself. I am kind of a lonely girl. I like it. So that's it. 10. What's the longest you've gone without sex? 22 years, and then I lost my virginity. That's it. 11. What's the most unusual thing you've ever eaten? Alligator. Yes, alligator. Tastes a little bit bitter, but it's good. And the taste also reminds me fish, white fish, and the texture reminds me chicken. So it is like eating a chicken tasting fish, but a little bit bitter. Something. And 12. Ever been stood up? When did you realize it? And what did you do? Bonus question. Were the police involved? No, I never been stood up. So that's it. I just love the questionnaire. I love answering questionnaire, and I hope you guys like it. All right? So that's it. Kisses and bye.